And we're back on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Two guests today. We have Robbie Tarver, the head coach of Evansville Men's Soccer, and one of his leaders, Nacho Diaz-Caneja. Hey, both of you, really, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on two results to start the year, two draws, one against Bellarmine and one against Mercer. So, hey, undefeated is undefeated. How are we doing here middle of the week?
Yeah, we're happy that we're undefeated, like you said. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, Coach, I'll ask you first. What did you guys do to respond against Mercer? I know they scored early on the road. That's a tough place to play. You equalized pretty quickly. So, you know, a result is a result. I think it looks a lot better when it is the other team scoring first and you guys equalizing them against the Bears over the weekend. What went right and what did you guys do?
I think it was pretty tough that we conceded a goal early, but we just did what we've been doing lately. We just got the ball down, starting playing our game, making runs in behind, getting into good spots to 10 and 8. And the goal came like 20 minutes after in the first half. So we just kept going on, and we had a pretty decent amount of chances in the second half. We weren't able to convert them. But I think we're very happy where the team is at right now. We're fighting a lot, and we're playing in our terms. So even though we're not getting the win still, I think we don't have to get ahead of ourselves, and nothing will come early.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Everyone has faith in you guys to do that, especially with the idea of playing on your terms. Now, Nacho, you're a senior. You're a leader on this team. I'd like to know, by your estimation, what do you think the identity of the team is? Have you guys figured that out only two games into the season?
Yeah, so our values are pretty clear here in Evansville. We always talk about first is third, so we always first put the team first. Always think about the others, not ourselves, and for the group, the attitude collectively. So I think we have the standard of these terms and values from since Coach Robbie Tarver came here two 3 years ago. So that's what our terms are going to be like this season, too.
Hey, let's go back to Coach for a second. Coach, I know that undefeated is undefeated, and you guys will take that, especially playing on the road against Mercer. That's a tough place to play this past weekend, and only two games into the season. But what do you think can be done, little tweaks to how you guys have been playing so far to turn these draws into wins?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we've spoken about how we've responded to going down early. I think, you know, probably the biggest change is just starting the game off on the right foot, preventing those kind of little opportunities that we've given up early on in the match, because I think we've really grown into both games and been the better team as time has gone on, and created opportunities and put ourselves in a position to win the match. But obviously, we tightened it up a little bit at the start of the match. Hopefully, we're not in that position where we're already losing 1-0, you know, pretty early on in the match. But you know, I think we have a pretty cohesive group that's collective, and so I think we're all on the same page. And you know, I think what we learned last year is you got to peak at the right time, and I think that's what we're building for right now.
Again, we're here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawrence Expressway in Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Let's go back to Nacho for a second. Nacho, I know that you, as a senior playing defense, you are very close with Michael Mraz, the goalkeeper, and he's had a strong start to the season. What's it like playing with him, and how much communication have you guys been doing in-game during the first two contests of the year?
For me, it's been with Michael from last year. We built an amazing relationship. I would say he's one of my best friends here, apart from soccer. So I think for me, when I was talking to recruits last year, the most important thing and what I love from Evansville is the family that we have in our team. It's more than soccer right now. It's all about the relationship that we have off soccer. So I think that translates to the soccer. Our communication, I think, in the field is very, very good. And especially with Michael, we have an amazing relationship, as I said. So our communication in the field is always nice.
You know, Nacho, I've had the privilege of watching you up close and personal and seeing what you can do on the field. I know that you are a competitor, and at this level, everyone wants to beat the best, but to be the best, you got to beat the best. And you guys have an opportunity later on this week on Thursday against North Carolina in Chapel Hill, one of the best teams and one of the best conferences in America from the ACC. So as a player in Division I college soccer, what does it mean to you to be able to play a team like that, and what are you hoping to prove and show?
For us, we always talk in the locker room. We fear nobody. With the team that we have, we can beat anybody in the country. I think it's going to be a tough game, a beautiful game, but I think that we are ready to roll and to win, of course.
Let's go back to Coach Tarver for a second. Now, Coach, in talking about this game on Thursday against North Carolina, fair or not, I think that last year you guys kind of established some new expectations among the Evansville faithful after what you did against some ranked teams, some Power 4 teams. Indiana, for example, you tied against them, a narrow loss against the number 9 team at the time in Western Michigan. So you guys have been playing these really good teams really tough. I mean, Louisville, you tied with them 2-2 last year. So is there something about this team that allows you to match up with a team like North Carolina, especially with how you guys have stuck in there in the first two games of this season and responded when adversity hit?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just what Nacho said. We don't fear anybody. Obviously, we understand how complicated and tough the game's going to be on Thursday playing against a team like North Carolina with their history and tradition. But at the same time, you know, we have a lot of self-belief. The guys believe in themselves. They believe in each other. And I think that mentality to kind of never back down and never give in, you know, is what Evansville men's soccer has been made of since its conception. You know, you think back to the history of the program and the teams under V, Scott and Schmaltz and, you know, even Jacobs and Coach Ray. You're going to compete against the best, and that's what the standard is here. And, you know, we have another opportunity to do that on Thursday, and I know that our group's really excited to get to North Carolina and put ourselves up against one of the best teams in the country.
Coach, I want to ask you about this upcoming weekend. Of course, it's alumni weekend. Now, I won't get too into the weeds on the alumni game against Memphis, but really the alumni game including the alumni. That's what I want to know about. I mean, who's playing and what is this going to look like? Because I think it could be really cool for the community.
Yeah, for sure. We between the men's and women's programs, we're doing a joint alumni weekend. So on Saturday, we have that alumni game. And for the men, I think you know, they're going to compete against our current players, not the guys that are going to be playing on Thursday and Sunday, but some guys, a lot of the younger guys in our program that are developing, and they're going to match up against our alums. And, you know, I think we'll have probably 20 to 25 alums that are going to play in that game. And I think combined between the men's and women's programs, we're probably going to have over 100 alums back, including their family members. So I think it's just a really cool weekend, and obviously a big part of this weekend is celebrating the legacy of Mick Lyon, you know, who was a great player for the men's program, was on the 85 Final Four team, and then obviously was the first head coach in the women's soccer program. So a lot of history with UE, and, you know, Mick has a really defined legacy for both programs. So I think it's going to be a great way to celebrate him in both programs, and hopefully both programs get a win on Sunday as well.
So how does this work? I mean, are you going to be coaching one of these teams and then Coach Fowle coaching the other side? I mean, what is the setup there? Because that's the stuff I'm really interested in. And if so, this is one of the biggest games of your coaching career, because if you lose, assuming Coach Fowle is coaching on the other side, then the bragging rights and the trash talk, it's going to be echoed throughout the hallway for eternity.
Yes, it definitely would be. Luckily, I think we're doing a separate men's game and then a separate women's game, so I don't have to coach against Coach Fowle. But the alums are definitely going to coach themselves. They don't like to listen to anybody anymore since they're no longer playing. They like to organize themselves, and we've had some really competitive alumni games over the past couple of years, so I expect nothing less this year. But it will be great to have all those guys and women back on campus and celebrating both programs, and seeing them back out on McCutcheon Stadium as well is always a privilege. So we're really excited about it.
No doubt. The alumni game this upcoming weekend on Saturday, August 30th. Really looking forward to that. That's when the Aces get back in town after playing and hopefully beating North Carolina on Thursday at 6:30. That is head coach Robbie Tarver and, of course, Nacho Diaz-Caneja, the senior for the Aces men's soccer team. Both of you really appreciate the time and really good luck on Thursday.
Thanks, Brad. Thank you very much for your time. See you.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.